We've started Nativ HaOsher, where the Maharal is talking about our relationship with things that we acquire, things that we own, things that we buy. And he started off with a pasuk from Mishlei, saying "Al tigal ha'ashir mibinatcha chadal," where he explained it as, "Don't chase after things, because once you're chasing after things, they're not really yours." Whether it's money and whether it's knowledge, if you're always constantly trying to figure out how to get an edge on and how to always, you know, have more, then you're not really acquiring anything, right? And that Shlomo Melech's advice is telling us that the more a person wants to receive, the more he's chasing after things, thinking that will solve his problem is always going to be around the corner. And really, the true wealth, as Chazal tell us, Ezu Ashir Samech Bechelko, is when you're not chasing after things. When you're not constantly wanting the newest, shiniest gadget. But, you know, if it comes to you, it comes to you. If you get it, you get it. But not only the financial gain, but we all talk a lot about intellectual property. And also that chase of be like, constantly having an edge on and knowing what people don't know and like, oh, let me read up on this so I, you know more than you. And just reading up on something doesn't mean you know it. That just means that you're taking somebody else's information and then you're like making it sound educated. And if there's anybody else that in the room that actually knows the date, like, you seem like an idiot. Yeah, Ben.
But, like, I'm thinking, fine, that makes sense for, like, Gashmius, where you have, like for cell phones and whatever, but what if it's like Torah? What if there's Torah that you're always chasing after to try and learn Torah? Is that a bad thing?
So the question is, what are you chasing after? Are you chasing after the knowledge in order to be knowledgeable? Or are you chasing after the Torah in order to embody it, right? So is it just another notch on your belt? Is finishing a masechta just another, you know, achievement on your wall of PhDs, right? I mean, is that what it is? Because if it is, then what's the point? Right, you know, my Rebbe Rav Fruman used to always say after we finished like a long like Torah and the Likutei Maharan, and sometimes like he would take like 28 classes like to like finish a piece, and then we go, ah, we should be proud of ourselves. We finished, we conquered, we stabbed it, we killed it, we own it, it's ours. And then he said, and then one time he goes, we even learned one about Anava. How much more proud of ourselves we should feel. We not only did we finish this and we owned it, we're also Anava now, right? Like he would always like mock the fact that like. You know, and he was famous for saying, a person can be over al kol hashas ke over avera. A person can, you know, finish all of shas as like just finish. And he said, a person can be chozer b'tshuva when he does chazara. Okay. That's the hadran alach hadrachalan. Right? It wasn't about, I'm finished because I said I've accomplished it. Right? I mean, you ever went to a Siyum Sefer Tehillim? No, you know, because it's not an accomplishment. Rabbi Nachman says that's what builds your tmimus. You know, and you just do things that are not recognized. But yeah, there's two levels of learning the Torah, right? Moshchel lebeit hamidrash. There's a Yetzer Hara in the Beit Hamidrash also. Of, you know, I'm doing it because I feel more accomplished. Is it because you're trying to internalize something, or are you trying to get a grasp on something? The more you think you have a hold on reality, the more you don't. The more you think you have a hold on reality because of your financial abilities, and you just, I'm just going to, I just had some job security. I just had some money in the bank, you know, for savings. How many people in 2008 thought they had money in the banks for savings, right? And also intellectually. So the Shlomo Melech says, "Al tigale ashir." Don't try to grasp. Don't try to get a hold on osher. Umi binat chachadal. Don't try to get a grasp on bina. Only I understood, right? Person can know everything he needs to know. He had five, six siblings that went to secular college. He thinks he knows everything he needs to know to go in. You don't know anything still. It's going to be your own experience. You're going to live it. The more you think you know, sometimes it actually is the worst. The more you think you know about marriage, the more marriage is going to be a surprise. All right, I have a friend. He's an American, married an Israeli, and under the chuppah, the rabbi said, you guys are a step ahead of everybody. Every couple that gets married thinks they understand each other, and they realize later they don't. You already are going in knowing you don't understand each other, so you're like have an edge on everybody else, right? So says Shlomo Melech, "Ve'ilu shnei hadvarim dehainu osher v'chachma." We're in the second paragraph. Hem domim legamre be'inyan ze. Osher and chachma are totally equal in this idea. Kishem she'a osher hu zulat ha'adam v'hu kinyano. Same way, anything physical, it's not you. Just things you acquire. Your phone is not you. Your watch is not you. Your car is not you. Your house is not you. Your clothes are not you. or just things that you possess, that you acquire. Same thing, kachwa chokma, hu zulat ha'adam, hu koneh chokma. As Chazal said, zaken is an acronym, zek kana chokma. Wisdom is something that you've achieved. And how do I know it's something you've achieved? Because it's also something you can lose. Something you can lose. Some person, you know, he's smart, and not only talking about a person who lost his mind, but how many things did we know in high school, and I can't remember now. We're like looking at a board, and I'm like, I learned algebra, but I can't remember a damn thing. Right? Because it was a kinyan. And just like any kinyan, if you're not constantly in growth and constantly replenishing and constantly growing it, it's going to go bad. You're going to lose it. Shlomo HaMelech says, these two things are the same. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Don't try to grab and get a grasp on, because once you get a grasp on, you think you have it. You think it's yours, it's not yours. So going back to Ben's question, if it's I'm internalizing it, it's a whole different question. Right? So if it's something that really belongs to me, even without it, I'll be strong, right? Thor, Sham Sham. Right? For those who are holding an MCU, when Thor loses his hammer, he thinks he lost his power. His dad says to him, no, the hammer was never the power. Hammer was just for you to channel your power. Okay. That's the kachas we have in Thor, for those who don't know, is based on Yehuda and Maccabee. But that's a whole different story of people, you know, not understanding Chazal. Okay, so Ken bedvir chachamim yikare aniyut. And that's why in Chachamim's eyes, this will be called impoverished. Bein shu ani mamash ubein shu ani betorah. Kmo shemru may aniyut? Aniyut shel Torah. En ani ela bedat. A person can be impoverished. Why? Because you're always just receiving. You're just getting. There's no way, there's not really a part where you take something that's external and internalize. That's the avoda of taking, you know, Torah's Emes and turning into Torah's Chaim, of living the Torah. But if all we're having is just, I'm constantly acquiring more and it stays external to me, then I'm poor. Right? I don't know if I said this last week, but Avital and I used to have a poster up on our fridge when we were married our first year, and it said, some people are so poor, all they have is money. You go to these places, these people have these gorgeous houses, these beautiful cars, and they're so poor. They're mamash miskinim. And I once went to prison, I was trying to raise money for this organization that I started with a friend of mine, for couples that have been married for 10 years and don't have children. And I went to this person, and I knew he was financially wealthy, I also knew that he was trying, you know, he cared a lot for people who were with infertility issues. And I asked him to share some of his money, and he's like, I'm so worried. This is not a good financial year. You know, what if I lose all my money? I won't be able to, like, you know, I won't be able to afford this house or this car. And I said, wow, I feel bad. Maybe I should donate to you, you know? I feel like you seem like so poor, right? Like, you know, because your social stature is based on your financial stature. And yet, that shouldn't be it. So a person could be an ani because he doesn't have it, right? And yet, mechen yikare ashir, kasher hu ashir bechokma, kmo sheashirim shel nechseihem kinyano shel adam, kach yikare achokma kinyan. Veken amru ein zaken ela zekana chokma. What is a person who is rich, whether in wisdom or in financial, when those things stop becoming external and start becoming internal, right? When am I really smart? When it's my knowledge. We all know the difference between Gemara B'Kiyas and Gemara B'Iyun. We all know that when you wrote your own paper, it's literally yours. And you took somebody else's paper and paraphrased it and resubmitted it. You don't know what it said at all. And it's very easy to ask you questions and figure out that you have no clue what's in this paper. And when you write your own paper, when you know, I have a friend who's not, he's not religious anymore. Maybe one day soon. And he's a big lawyer in Tel Aviv. And I'm into his house. He's a very, you know, beautiful, like, you know, one of his, like, very gorgeous houses. And he has, like, a bookcase with, like, all these, like, you know, fancy books. And then he has a little tiny masechet, like a little tiny masechet sota. Like, and I asked him, I said, you know, like, Beans, like, what's up with this little tiny Gemara? He goes, oh, that's my Gemara from Shana Aleph. And I was like, yeah, but you know the long Gemara. He goes, you know how much I enslaved to understand, like, those four pages? He's like, of course this is mine, right? Like, that connection, which was so real, is yours. So an ani is a person who doesn't have it. It's always external to you. It's always not yours, right? And an ashir is a person who it's me, it's mine, right? That's why it's so interesting for us. You know, Yaakov Avinu, one of the famous Rashi that says that he went back, right? Vayivater Yaakov Levado. He took his whole family on the other side of the Jordan River, and then he went back. And it says, why did he go back? And Rashi says, oh, he went to get pachim katani. has little tiny jugs. Little tiny, like, you know. And he went to get them. Why? Because I'll say, oh, because for a tzaddik, his kinyanim are very important to him. No, that doesn't sound like a tzaddik. We think like a tzaddik doesn't, you know, like doesn't have anything, right? And yet now this tzaddik is willing to risk his life to a point that he has to now fight an angel to get these little tiny jugs. Like, really, that's it? See, but a tzaddik, a true ashir, is ashir asameach b'chelko. He's sameach because it's his. He really internalized it. And we have today, we buy so much crap and we lose it just as quickly because we never made a kinyan with it. And yet something that has sentimental value has value beyond any price because it's sentimental. A true tzaddik, I would say, every single thing he has is sentimental. Why would I hold on to anything that's not sentimental? And that is true also with intellectual knowledge, right? Of sentimental value. When you worked really, really hard to understand some the thermodynamic law, that is a kinyan that you've made. And therefore, you're sameach. But when it's just something that's external to you, so says the Maharal, we're on the bottom of the page. Vakatuv she'amar acharze. After the pasuk al tiga le'ashir mpinat chachadal, says the Shlomo Melech, hataif einecha bo ve'eneno ki asa yase lo knafaim kanesher ve'of hashamayim. Right, you're gonna raise your eyes to believing that this will solve all your problems, right? If only I knew everything I needed to know in order to get to medical school, wouldn't that solve all my problems? If only I had enough finances that I didn't have to take out student loans, wouldn't that be amazing? You're raising your eyes as if, like, here are all the problems that belong to me. Here is where they're going to be solved. And he says, Shlomo Melech, hataif einecha bo ve'eneno ki asalo knafayim kanesher ya'uf hashamayim. You think you're going to get there, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Like a bird just like flew away. Because this was never real. This was always an illusion. This was always an illusion that this would solve your problems. You know how many people I speak to and they think that getting married is going to solve their problems? Getting married adds more problems. Same way being religious doesn't solve your problems. It adds more problems. The same way a college degree doesn't solve your problems. It adds more problems. Everything in life that you think is going to be solving your problems is for sure not going to do that. What is going to solve your problems is you and how you relate to everything. Right? A lot of that, you know, Rabbi Nachman extrapolates on a lot of that in many places when he says, you know, never daven for more income, just daven for less expenses. Right? More income is not going to solve your problems. More income probably means you have more expenses, right? Anybody heard of Latrell Sprewell? So Latrell Sprewell in the 1995 played in the New York Knicks. And he went to the team management one year and said that $11 million, he needs a raise, he can't feed his kids. $11 million is not enough, he can't feed his kids. And he was right, because holding a garage that has, you know, 85 cars costs a lot of money. And all the workers in your house and all the money you have to pay for your private crew of your private jet. But for sure your kids can't eat because there's just a lot of expenses. But that's a joke. It's a joke. Because you're never an usher. And it's something that bothers me so much is that, sadly, you know how many NBA athletes that are no longer in the NBA are bankrupt? Over 80%. A professional basketball. I don't know if this is true in other sports. I can imagine it's not far-fetched. I just know about NBA. They accustom themselves to a lifestyle, and then there's no more money in the well, and they're done. You know, there's a YouTube channel that I used to watch. It's called Where Are They Now? It's all these, you know, and Lamar Odom is like working at Taco Bell. It's a guy who made like millions of dollars in Los Angeles Lakers and like has three rings, and he's like working at Taco Bell. Because it's never about the chase. Because you're never going to have that. It's never going to be yours. So Shlomo Melech says, "V'akatuv hazeh al shnehem musav sheratzal lomar ki im yaseh zeh kasher yagiel osher liknoto al yedei binato asalo knafaim Kenesher ve'ofa shemaim. Mipnei ki osher hazeh ve'achochma hazot eina mitzad adam. She'ina ruya le'adam. Mechar she'incha ra'ui el ha'adam. Eino nish'ar etzel ha'adam. Ve'em porchim imeno. Why is it, Shlomo HaMelech says, that these things are never going to stay? And the answer is why? Because you never had them. You know why you never had them? Because you always had a fake relationship with them. You're always using those, that money, that physicality, in order to feel secure. It was never a relationship, it was usage. That knowledge, why don't you remember any algebra from high school? I could tell you why. The only reason you actually sat through algebra is it was required. Never yours. You used it in order to get through high school, in order to get to college. And once you used it, you threw it out. That's it. There's no relationship. Same with your valuables. That's why you never ever had it. You always had it in this illusion. You ever had it was had an illusion that you had these things. You never really had them. So he says, "V'zeh ta'if einecha." Bo ve'eineno ki asaya aselo knafaim kanesher v'kofa shamayim. Right, I see a bird up in the sky. I put my hand out. Right, I look in my hand. It looks like if I close my hand, I'll grab the bird. Right, because from my vantage point, my hand is right there. It's not there. I never had that bird. I never held that bird. Right, it's an illusion. Belachen zachar shnei dvarim kenesher v'kofa shamayim v'nesher. Who can neged the chokma hiyatira shiloi vakesh ladat? Lavin sitre Torah v'sitre chokma ve'ein lo esek banistarot she'em enam ruyim lo ki achokma hu la'elyonim. The nesher is when a person constantly wants to know more secrets. Right? What's so enticing about secrets? Why are secrets so great? Well, because it's more exclusive. Exclusive club. Learning Kabbalah is an exclusive. I mean, not anymore. Kabbalah Center. Thank God. It used to be. It's a very exclusive club, right? And therefore, I'm going to be able to say, I know, right? The famous story that there's this Rav came to one of his students, and he said, I hear that you always go out on a date, and after one date, you're done. What's going on? So he goes, yeah, these girls are not for me. I'm Tamachacham. I sit, I learn Torah all day. I go to this girl, like, she's not Shaykh. She's not for me. Like, I'm so great. I'm such a Tamachacham. I'm not going to date any girl. So the Rav goes, I know what the problem is. You should learn Shar HaNav and Mesil Sesharim. So this kid, he's a big Talmid Chacham, he's serious. So he sits and he learns for like a whole month, like Be'iyun, the Shar of HaNav and Mesil Sesharim. And he goes out on a date, comes back after a few hours, it's not Shaykh. Everybody goes, well, I don't get it. Why? He goes, before I was a big HaNav, she wasn't Shaykh. Now, even more, she's not Shaykh, now that I'm such a great HaNav. Right? See, part of the problem is that you're trying to get secrets, because secrets are, you again, this is illusion that is going to get you, get you're going to get an edge on, you're going to be good, and that's not going to happen. Belachet amar shiaselo kanesher shuof porach lemala klomar shiasir mimeno chachma sheina shayechet adachtonim rak leelyonim. This Torah that is all above you, this knowledge that is going to I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was sharing some ideas in Torah, and I was talking about the connection between some stuff in the Arizal and quantum mechanics. And he said, you know, I hear a lot of rabbis using like science as an analogy for the Torah. He goes, but when I hear you talk, it's not an analogy. It's like literally like it's the Torah. What do you mean? My Kesher, like it's one Torah. Right? It's like not like okay, if I only know the knowledge of, if I knew, then I could explain to you where you went wrong. Right? That's Kiruv. Right? I'm gonna just show you where you went wrong. No, Zekeofa Pareach. That's why I'm against Kiruv. Because in Kiruv you're not really actually making somebody religious. You're just convincing them that there's a lifestyle. It's an illusion. Again, it's one of these illusions. I never made a kinyan on it. True. Chizuk, what I would call, is constantly trying to make sure that the person is making that kinyan, and not letting them live in an illusion where, oh, okay, I'll fake it till I make it. No, I'll act like it, and then I'll be there. But the avoda is for it to be, for you not to chase it. Don't chase it. It's not going to solve your problems. It's not that you're going to get there and it's going to be fine. Job security. I just get. Let me finish college, and then I'll be serious. You know. No, Habibi. Al tigal Hashem b'chinat chachadal. You think that you're going to get a grasp on life? V'zachar of Hashemayim keneged osher v'mamon. And the of Hashemayim is goes on physicality. Ki gam ha'osher ra'ui shehiye lo min Hashemayim v'lo min ha'adam atzmo. If we agia le'ha'ashir osher hazeh, ya'aseh lo k'nafayim lasur mimeno. Ki me'of Hashemayim. She would tell Adam, mistalek mimeno. Kech tasur mimeno osher. You know, it's amazing. During the financial crash, the recession 2008, you know how many billions and trillions of dollars just vaporized? Wait, how can money just evaporate? And the answer is because it never existed. All the money that evaporated was potential value of something that now doesn't have that value. Billions and billions of dollars that never existed just disappeared. There's an illusion out there. It's an illusion. And yet, you know, one public slip of a CEO, and all of a sudden, billions of dollars are gone. What happened? This is it. The bird. You think you're gonna have this hold? You think that's what it is? It's not. And this is what Shlomo Melech is saying: both financial money and intellectual property are just like birds. They're just birds. They can one second just beyond your grasp. And therefore, it's very important for you to understand. The only way to keep birds in a birdhouse, you can't chain them. You gotta make sure they want to be there. You gotta feed them. You gotta take care of them. You gotta switch out their nest. If you cage them, if you have a bird in a cage, you open the cage for 1 second, what's gonna happen? Bird's gone. The difference between trying to trap something, trying to be an owner, right? Trying to be in a relationship. Aval ra'ui le'adam she'e mistapek v'ma she'yesh lo mibli she'yirdof achar ha'osher. What's the goal? To be mistapek. To not chase. And this is the importance. The constant word of chasing. You live in a society, it's not by chance we call it the rat race. We're chasing something. There's a illusion and a sentiment that once you get somewhere, then your life will be fine. Your life will be good. That's chasing. Right, remember we spoke about the Baal Shem Tov and the Rebbe Mipolotov? Yes, you're not allowed to listen to those rabbis. They're anti. You have to be here, right now, in the moment, in the present. Stop chasing. Behamida hazot hi elyonah me'od. Verabotenu hegdilu hamida hazot la'alot ota me'od. The most important, one of the most important midas in life is to be present. To be here. Not to try to be there. Not to say, well, you know, I'm going to do it after college. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it. I have to do it here. I have to be now. I have to do this. Is my goal in life is to not try to get somewhere, but rather to be here. That's my goal. So, brings in the Gemara from Brachos. Amar Rabbi Chanina Mishmei De'ula Gadol Ane'ena Miyagia Kapo Yoter Miyira Shamayim. Person who can enjoy the product of his own doing is greater than a person who has Yirat Shemayim. Why? Tila ne'ena miyegi kapoktiv ashrecha v'tovlach. Person who can enjoy his success, his doing. Ashrecha v'tovlach. Right? Sometimes you make yourself dinner and you really like do a good dinner and the best in it. Might not be as great as, you know, the restaurant down the street, but it's yours. You did it. You made it. Yeah? Might not be beautiful, but it's real. It's real. And when you can enjoy that, just says Ashrei. Happy. Didn't say Tovlach ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Lama ne'emar b'mi she'nehena mi'gei kapo Ashrei cha ba'olam hazeh. How do you think a person who's actually enjoying his doing is greater? He has a shrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tolach olam hazeh. Good in this world and in the next. See, that's the beauty. Because haneheneh miyegia kapo is midat ha'istakut. See, if I think that that will solve my problem, I am by default not enjoying right now, right here. Right? And Noah came to this class. I gave it a bunch of times. Called it the oxymoron of the pursuit of happiness. Why? Because the pursuit of happiness is suggesting that you're going to pursue happiness, then you'll have it. And what's the answer? Where does happiness exist? Right here. Right now. And if you're pursuing happiness, that means that right now you're not in a state of happiness. And yet happiness is a mindset. And not an achievement. So if you think that, oh, that will... I'm going to pursue happiness. It's an oxymoron. Hamistapek, a person who is truly happy, is a person who can enjoy what he has now. And if you're constantly just focusing on what you don't have, right? Ki im lo haya mistapek be'atzmo lo ha'nenei agia mi'agia kapo. Are you constantly in a state of chaser? I'm lacking. Right? Something that my kids already know to chant as a mantra. Hopefully one day it will be not a chanting, but something that I say at home a lot is focus on what you have and don't focus on what you don't. Because the list of what you don't have is endless. The list of what you do have is finite. So I can start focusing on what I don't have, but I will never be done doing that. Person who's constantly thinking that that's what will solve his problem. I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. Tell the story about the guy with the free beer tomorrow, right? Guy walks into a bar, sees a sign, free beer tomorrow. He says, fine, I'll come back tomorrow. Comes back tomorrow, says, can I have the free beer? The guy goes, what are you talking about? You didn't see the sign, the free beer is tomorrow. Right? That tomorrow doesn't exist, nor will it ever come. The tomorrow that is going to solve your problems is not coming. It's just going to bring with it more problems, more. The only thing that can solve your problem is you focusing on what you do have, what you did acquire, what you can achieve. Kmo she'amru alotam she'einehem lo tishba osher. Aval ka'asher hu ne'enam yegia kapo mistapek bevadai. Person who is going to be happy in this world and in the next is a person who's constantly in a state of focusing on what I have, being bepshitut, because I'm able to, instead of searching outside for what's going to fulfill me, I'm actually looking inside for what fulfills me. The person who is not going to have a good life in the next world, because the next world there is no acquiring of anything in the next world. There's only drawing out more and more of me, getting to know me more and more. And if I'm constantly waiting for things to solve my problems, then I'm never going to enjoy the next world. It's only if I can enjoy me right now. So I can walk into the lunchroom and be like, this again? But that won't solve my problems. Well, solve my problems, like, how can I actually enjoy this right now? Do I need to spice it up a little? Let me go see what I can do and I add this, tweak it up. Take the regular, but make it personal by bringing out more of myself. See, there's two types of people that the Maharal is teaching us. Those who are constantly focusing on what I don't have, and what's going to complete me, and those who are constantly focusing on becoming more complete in the present and being here. Those are the people that have a real relationship with things. Those are the people that really are connected. And those people who are constantly waiting for something to solve their problems, they're never really full. They're always chaser. They're always chasing. They're never here. They're always running away from right now. Because that will solve my problems. I'll get married and then I won't have any problems in sexuality. Really. The way to deal with that is right here, right now, in this moment. And that's what the Shalom Echa is saying. It's in a Tiva Osher. The Osher is not having more. The Osher is knowing what to do, how to maximize what I do have. It could be that a person with Shurimuna will say that I already have everything that I need to succeed in my possession. Let me try to maximize what I have instead of focusing on what I don't have. Sometimes it's the when the superstar gets injured on a team, that somebody from within rises to great stature. But instead of focusing on what we don't have, we're actually looking inside to our roster to see who can be exalted. Continue.